Father, thank you. Amen. John chapter 1. John chapter 1, and we'll start off at verse. I just want to do a little reading. John chapter 1, I start off at verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him not anything was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. I give you a quick little thing. I can't pass this up. I give you a quick little thing. One thing about being the light is, and they said the darkness comprehended it not. And it's just a little side note. The Lord showed me one day that you can't reason with darkness. I don't ever try to reason with darkness. Just shine. Yeah. Darkness' whole job is to bow down. That's it. And I saw that one day when they said the darkness comprehended not. But this side note, verse 6. And there was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. That all men through him might believe. Underline that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, he's talking about John the Baptist, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. All right, y'all see that? That was the true light, which lighteth how many men? Every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came into his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them give he power to become the sons of God, even to them which believe on his name. Many as received him. Underline received him. Which were born not of blood, nor of the will of flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Verse 14, you read. Ready, read. We'll read it together. Ready? Read together. Ready, read. Full of what? Full of grace and full of truth. John bare witness of him and cried, saying, this is he of whom we spake. He that cometh after me is preferred before me, because he was before me. And of his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace. Y'all see that? For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came how? By Jesus Christ. Now, there's no way, living by the book, everybody say living by the book. There's no way to live by this book without being like Jesus. That's the whole goal. The whole goal is, when you're talking about this word of God, and the scripture, verse 14 said, the word was made flesh and dwelt among us. The whole point is to be like Jesus, to live like he lived, to function like he functioned, to say like he would say, all right, to get the same results that he would get. There's another scripture talking about signs would follow them. They cast the demons out. They raise the sick. They would do all these different things because those that believed on him. So now living by the book is really living like Jesus. Amen. Really walking, talking, being. Now, don't let your mind go over there to being flawless, because you're not going to be flawless. Mm-hmm. I know sometimes you say living like Jesus, now we take on a burden. Now, uh-oh, I don't know if I can do that one. Yeah, you can. You can. You can. You can. You can do all things. I can do all things how? Through Christ. As long as we're going through Christ, we can do all things. But now this is talking about the word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And it says we beheld the glory as the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of what? And what else? Full of grace and full of truth. Didn't say some grace, he said full of grace and full of truth. Go to John chapter 5, verse 39. And I just, there's a couple things I want to touch on. And I want to talk to us as Christians, but then also as ministers, to be able to administer this word in the proper way. John chapter 5, verse 39. Read it. And you will not come to me that you might have life. All right. Most of the time, this is most of us with the Bible. We're searching the scripture, we don't come to Jesus. Now, a lot of times, these words in the Bible, I do a lot of study with the word. The words in the Bible, sometimes you think come to Jesus like, come here, like you walk to Jesus. Well, we already met Jesus, though, didn't we? Huh? So we're not separated from Jesus, are we? So when it's talking about coming, it's really talking about becoming. Become. The two words, right? Become. But you won't come unto me. You won't become like me. You get it? You searching the scriptures, but you won't be like me. Now let me say something about I started everybody say be like Jesus.
Be like Jesus.
Everybody say I have to
be like
Jesus.
Jesus.
Say it again.
I have to be like
Jesus. Say it again.
I have to be like Jesus.
There's no other way to be. There's no other mold but the mold of Jesus. All right, but you won't become like me, right? That you might have life. You search the scripture, but you won't turn into me. Let me say this. Now, I had another class I had, and I wanted to touch on this. Don't get offended at what I'm about to say. We got to stop being church folks. Mm-hmm. Traditional church folks. Mm-hmm. We have to stop being what we think church is. We've been through some things. How long y'all been to church? You can go and yell out how many years you've been there. We've been through some things. We done seen some things. We done seen some people fall, right? We done seen some people rise up. We done seen some scandal. We done seen all kind of stuff go on in the church. I was taught in my other class, and I said this. I took a class called Western Civilization in college when I was at LSU. And it broke down the beginning of Christianity. So I talked about how Jesus and Paul were the two most important people in the spread of Christianity. And it started going, but it broke down where the Christian church came from. It broke down why the church is like it is nowadays. You know, you got some, you got the Methodists, you got the Episcopals, you got the Catholics, you got the, come on, your name, you got the Presbyterian, come on, the first and the second Baptist and the third Baptist, and we got all the different ones, right? Well, see, what happened was it was a breakdown because man started doing things the way they wanted to do it, and it was a split. The enemy loves it. The enemy loves it. Anybody ever experienced a church split before? Like a literal church split before? Yeah. That's some foolishness, boy. Everybody going everywhere, boy. Where you going? Who church you going to, right? And some witness new people don't know that, but it's just that's something, boy. Church split, boy. And but the split, the enemy loves it because the house divided against itself can't stand. And so now men figured out how they wanted to do church and their own interpretation of what they thought the word of God said, and they searched the scripture, but they didn't come unto him. So now you're all over the place. You spread out. It becomes diluted and watered down to now where we have a watered down Christianity. We have a watered down understanding of what the word really means or what the word is really talking about when we read the word. It's watered down. It's only natural that if you spread it out, it'll be thin. It won't have the thickness of the anointing. Right? So that's where we are now. So now, sometimes we don't break down. Just study the word. Study to show yourself approved unto God, right? Meditate therein day and night. This book of law is not a part of my, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. See, what the meditation does is lie. It calms you down, and it lines you up to really see what Jesus is saying to you, about him in you. He's revealing himself to you, in you, through you. Are y'all getting it? He's what the word of God, my son, thou art cleansed through my word. Y'all know the scripture, right? My son, what he's saying is he's talking about cleaning out all of these other ideas and lining you up. See, you already got it. Grace says we already got it. It's already done. You're already enough. Like you already are gifted. But the problem is, the Holy Spirit told me this, I'm going to say it again, the Holy Spirit told me, he said, the soul is a medium for manifestation. Remember this. You woke me up out of my sleep with that. Your soul is a medium for manifestation. My church, medium. You know, medium, the medium shirt is in between the large and the small, right? But a medium is really means middle. When you go in, you ever turned off into the median? That's the middle of the road, right? Media. That just, the media is the means to get the information from there to you. It's the middle man. They said your soul is the medium for manifestation. So whatever's being manifested, your soul is in between there somewhere. Now we know that you're three parts. How many parts are you? Three. I am a, I have a, and I live in a. My body will only do what my soul tells it to do. And my soul will only do what I put on the inside of it. My spirit man is already perfect. That's the true me. That's the peace of God in me. That's the peace in me that says, let there be light, and there was. That's the creator on the inside of me. All right. But now my soul is the medium. My soul is the thing in between. My soul is the thing. My mind is the thing that has to be renewed. I was walking with Apostle the other day. He said, renew. He said, what renewed mean? He was asking what remastered was in our youth building and had remastered. He said, well, what? I said, well, it's kind of renewed. He said, what renewed? Renewed. I know he knew what it was, but he just kind of tested me. Renew. He said, well, so that means re. What re mean? I said, do it again. Rewind, replay, right? Right? So now, do it again. So he said, so that means it was new at one time before, wasn't it? You just re. You're making it new. See what the word is doing. Now remember, not a word. Now remember, when we're talking about the word, we're not talking about the book. By itself. You get it? Because scripture tells me you can search them scriptures, but never come to Jesus. Never become like Jesus. So it's not just talking about that. So thank God for that. But when you're talking about the word, now you're talking about Jesus himself. That's it. Meditating on Jesus himself. Wow. Meditating on the word, meditating on Jesus. Because the word was made flesh and dwelt among us. He was the word. The word was with him and the word was him. So we're meditating on Jesus, because what that word is trying to do is get in there and renew your soul. See, you already got it, but you got to renew your soul. You got to change your mind. Your mind, there's a lot of things. Everybody say, break it down. Come on. Do your hand, do your hands, and act like you're grabbing something out your head. Just break it down. Come on. Break. See, this got some stuff. We got some stuff in these heads, boy. We got stuff in these heads that we ain't gonna never forget. We gotta break it down and make it submit. Come on, y'all. We got ways of thinking that we thought it was the right question. Right now in my life, right now at this particular moment, I'm learning more than I've ever learned in my life. Right, and the things that I'm learning right now is way above what I thought I knew. Huh? And so things have changed. I mean, I got some stuff I got to get out of my head.
That's right.
I got to stop looking for a breakthrough because I got keys.
That's right.
But that's hard, because for so long in the church we'll be like, come on, breakthrough till you get your breakthrough. So we've just taken this stuff on, man. So now the word is coming in. The word is coming in. My son, now we're clean. It's not even that you being dirty. You know what I'm saying? Don't go that far. It's not even, you might be living right. I know people that's living right, but still ain't manifesting nothing.
That's right.
We got to get all that out your soul. All that old out your soul. All that other stuff out your soul. All the preconceived ideas out your soul. Get all that out so you can get some fresh. You can really see what he's saying, right? So now watch this, the word, but no, Jesus goes in there and start washing your soul out. And really what he's doing is showing you who you really are, and it's him in you. You get that? See, I know your name. Say your name. Say your name. God bless that. Praise the Lord for that. Thank God our salvation don't depend on that. I'm a Thompson, and God bless the Thompsons, right? But thank God my salvation don't depend on, you get it? Thank God that it don't depend on your last name or your first name for that matter, or your middle name, or your nickname, all that, right? Thank God it don't depend on that. Thank God bless all that. Beautiful names. But it's really Jesus. Christ in you. That's the hope of glory. You get it? So now when his word is coming in, it's coming in to change you and make you realize who you are in him. Every time there's something that's raggedy going on, that's outside of him. It ain't him. What a raggedy at in Jesus. So you find out, you don't need a revelation. Well, I know where I'm at now. It's coming inside of you to change you so you can become. The works that I do, so you do also, and greater works than these, because I go unto my Father. What did he mean? Did he mean that literally, or was he just playing with us? Was he just jerking our chain, or did he really mean that we would do what he did? Is it the truth when they say the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells? Is that the truth? Do the word say it? Is it the truth? I can't hear you. Is it the truth? Greater is he that is. You have overcome them, little children. Because greater is he that is than he that's in the world. Y'all get it? But now we got to get to the greater. Now my soul got to be renewed. My mind got to be changed. This is why I'm trying to get somewhere else, but I'm going to stay here for a second. Because this is why we don't really have time for anything else. My church, you're doing too much. I could care less. It don't take all that. How you know? When the last time you manifest something that tell me what it take? I got to turn that off? Yes. I can't listen to all the time? No, you can't listen. Do I got to get out of break? Yes. Yeah. What you want? People be lying in church. I want it all. You lying. I'm going to get the mic and say, I know you lying. We don't have time for anything else. We've got to let that word come in. And well, how would you like to feel? How would you feel to live your whole life and not know who you were? Come on, amnesia. Let's go. Like you don't know where you're from. You forgot your wife and your children. You forgot everything. You don't know where you work at. You don't know where you don't know where nothing at. How would that feel? You just don't know who you are. If you ever realized that you didn't know who you were, but you were somebody else, what's the first thing you're trying to do? I'm researching. I'm trying to find out who am I? I'm talking to the people. Uh-oh, apostle. I'm talking to the people that know who I am. I'm going to sit under those so they can teach me who I am. Teach me and renew my soul so I can go back to find out who I really am before I've lost my mind. So there's some places that we don't get to because we don't know who we are. There's some access to things that we have, but we don't know the PIN number. Anybody used the ATM machine before? Yeah. Anybody? Huh? But you know the thing ain't going to work if you ain't got the right pin, right? I don't care. You can put the card in, right? But you better remember your pin. If you don't remember your pin, you're not getting nothing. The business is going to shut down on you. You didn't try it too many times.
Right. Take your card.
But you got it. But you already got it. But you already got it. But you just ain't got the pin. You don't even know the pin. You ain't even looking for the pen. So this word is coming in there and it's massaging your soul and molding your soul into what it was originally made to be. Remember, your soul is the medium for manifestation. The manifestation that you have right now is because of what's on your soul. The lack of manifestation you have right now is because of the lack in your. Do we already have it or not? I can't hear you. Do we already have it? As far as God is concerned, is it already done? Is it something else that God got to do? Okay. So if it's already done and you already got it, then why you ain't got it? Because of your. Search the scriptures. Search them. They don't say don't search them. Yeah, but search them. But you gotta go all the way. You don't accidentally fall into revelation. You don't slip into revelation. You have to be determined, right? And you have to be focused in order to receive revelation. This is the only way it works. I cannot be distracted. You know, that's all the enemy got, right? No, literally, that's all he got. That's all he got. Why you think you get so many radio stations on? And I remember younger, TV stations used to go off. Midnight. Dun, 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 and then they just, right? And they just, da, 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 and a little wavy flag on there. And you can watch it for a little while hoping that something else is going to come on after, but after. Now it's on all night, all day, thousands of channels. Turn on the radio, you got songs, after songs on every station, billboard after billboard after billboard. Magazine after magazine after magazine. Social network after social network. Text message after text message. Phone call after phone call. Oh, it get a little hectic sometimes. You don't realize how distracted you are. I was reading today and it said Jesus, before he went to be tempted of the devil, 40 days he fasted. I mean, he got away from everything. 40 days. Because he knew the temptation was going to come. And he had to be away from it and out of it so he can know he can go through it. Oh, we don't have time for nothing else. What about this show? Is it revealing Jesus in you? Now, that's a lot, though. I mean, one had five, one had two, one had one, according to their several ability, good, acceptable, perfect will of God. What is it that you're trying to get out of this? I've never been that person to be okay with being okay, like being regular. Like if I just make it by, I'll be all right. No, I'm not all right. All right. Let's do basic math. Y'all ready? $20, $50, $100. You can pick which one you want. If you go to that 20 and say, I'm going to let somebody else get the 100, you better. I'll lick my hand, slap you aside your head. What's wrong with you? I'm going to let somebody else get the 100. I'm just going to take the 20. You know they got people like that, though. $20, $50, which one you want? You go to the largest one, huh? Oh. Hey man, that's easy, huh? Same way in life. What'd you want? I only want $20, so I'm just gonna watch a little TV and I'm gonna do this too. I'm gonna go pay attention to that a little bit. And I'm not against TV. It's not against TV. I'm sure it's not against music, it's not against the radio, not against the game, none of that. Okay, I'm not against none of that. But I got a problem with it when it comes before. Now, the truth of the matter is, if you eat enough, you get an appetite. That's apostle. It's like apostle right now? That's apostle. He watch movies. Yes. He does. Yes. He really does. Yes. He watch movies. He'll watch TV. Most times he go to sleep on it because he just ain't. Mind not. He not over there. He'll do it. But it's. I watch TV because y'all want to watch TV. Because 4 minutes, we about to break off into a message. I'm serious. And I'm not talking about being deep, like it's like, you can't sit there. No, we laugh, whatever, but six, you count down. 5, 4, 3. You know, the word of God saying, then we go now. I turn on my recording. I'm ready. I'll be ready to preach whatever he say, boy. It's a different condition. See, Jesus was conditioned differently. Jesus went out. Remember the story about Jesus and he was a young boy, about 12 years old, and he was in the synagogue talking to him, and I think he was telling them some things, and they were telling him some things, and then they left him behind. You remember that? And the mama came looking for him and said, What? We've been looking for you for days. Say, woman, don't you know I'll be about my father's business? You remember that? You're a brave little man. Only in the Jewish custom you could have done that, because not in the black household, not in my house. But he still left with Mary. And Mary said, I'm not playing with you, boy. And they gave me responsibility for you. You better get up in this cart and let's go. Because he had to prepare. He had to be prepared, for he had to grow. You know, the scripture says a child, an heir, as long as he a child, different nothing but a servant, though he be Lord of all. But it's given the tutors and governors until the appointed time to grow into that. Jesus had something with him. There's never been a man since, before or since, that walked on the face of this earth in this skin like that. Jesus had a way of coming in your presence, and you weren't intimidated, but you knew you wasn't enough. He had a way to walk in the room, and you knew he was greater than you, but you felt like, Peter, when he first, Peter, I see you, if we live by the book and we just study this stuff, boy, you see so much about Jesus. Say Peter, he taught him how to fish? He was on the boat the first time he was on. Let me use your boat. Long time, let me use your boat. All right. He said, cast out your net. I'm trying to do something for you. Let me use your boat. There's a revelation in there. You didn't let me use your boat. Now I want to do something for you. I'm going to meet your need. Throw it over. He said, Master, we talked all night. Taking nothing. Nothing was biting. Right? But at that word out, got down the net. Well, we know, they enclosed a great multitude of fish, had to call his partners, bring all the fish in the boat. Both boats begin to sink. Right? Say, Peter, drop down. Translation I read said, Peter, drop down. Peter dropped down on his knees and grabbed Jesus by the bottom of his knees and said, get away from me, I'm a sinful man. But that don't make sense, because you're holding on to me. Jesus had that kind of effect to make you feel like you wasn't good enough, but yet I can't do without you. Like, to be able to walk into a room, that's the word made flesh. That's the word of God, which is this grand love story. Huh? This grand love story about the grace of God. He's full of grace. Made flesh and dwelt among you. That's what he's trying to make you into. There's a, excuse me, don't get offended, but church people have a condescending attitude. Can I get a we good, they bad. We save, they not. They going to hell, right. We got it together, you don't. Well, that's a lie a lot of times. Huh? Amen. Come on. Us against them. Ain't no us against them. All right. What's your three parts? Say it like I want you to say it. You know how I want you to say it. Say it like I want you to say it. You know, the spirit's talking about it. Say how I want you to say it. Go ahead. I am a spirit. Now, where your spirit came from? Huh? God. Your spirit came from God, huh? Mm-hmm. So where the mother spirits came from? Devil don't make no spirits. He ain't got no creative power. So that means that's God, a piece of God on the inside of cuz that you think is a heathen. Old boy down the street, you think doing that despicable thing. That's still God. And remember, your soul is a medium for manifestation. Right? So we got to get off this horse, though. So we got to be like Jesus. Jesus ain't condescending on nobody. If you're talking crazy about anybody, it was the Pharisees that thought they were better than everybody. Them doggone church people. Come on. But yet here's Jesus that walks in the room. It makes everybody feel comfortable but uncomfortable at the same time. How can you do that? But they knew that he loved them. They knew that he cared. We as church people got to get off that horse and be like Christ. We got to get off that. Titus 2:11. Somebody go there and somebody read it for me. Whoever get there first, go start reading it. Titus 2:11.
For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men.
How many? Oh. So the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to how many? So the grace of God has appeared to not church men, not Christian men, all men, right? But remember, it's a soul issue, all right? But it's still God in there. Everything that's created is created by, got it? So now the grace of God has appeared to all men. I'm going to change your witnessing. We're going to make witnessing easy. Can we make witnessing easy? Yeah, because you know you got your, I said you got your 1-2 punch, don't you? Right? How you start off? How you start yours off? Come on, y'all know y'all got it. And what you read? Now, you know, you try to get in their business right quick. How much you know about Christ? If I said the word Christ, what you say? Right? Y'all know how we start off. Where you go to church at? All the different little. I'm gonna make witnessing easy. Grace means what? It's already done. It's already finished. You already. The grace has appeared to. So I mean, it's already done for them. Ephesians 2:8 said, for you are saved by grace, how?
Through
faith. And it's not of yourselves. It's the gift of God through faith. Well, faith comes by and hearing by the what? The word of God, which is hearing by Jesus. Oh, okay. Are y'all with that? So now they've got to hear that. They've got to hear witnesses say, you know what it's already done for you.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to get good. You don't have to get, you know, give me a little bit more time. I ain't ready yet. What you mean you're not ready? It's already done.
That's right.
Now, you ain't never hit nobody with that for witnessing, have you? Come on. Come on, church. Come on. Come on, let's be honest. Can we be honest? We ain't never hit nobody. We tell them, you know, and it's good. Jesus loves you. But Jesus loves you has a stigma now.
Yeah.
Can I be honest? It's a powerful thing now. I'm not taking nothing from it. But because people have been slinging around so much with no manifestation. Here's what we say. I got what you need, right? How I know? You don't know what you need. How I could tell? What makes me want to leave from my side of the street to go to your side? This is why it's important to understand the grace of God, the grace by faith. This is why it's important to manifest. This is why it's important to be the light. You're the salt of the earth, right? Because if you ain't flavoring nothing, why am I going to come over there? I'm eating good on this side. Are y'all with me? See, your witness says, it's already done for you. And you test them all, you can say what has been done for you. Right? But it's already done. You already got it. Huh? It's already finished. All you got to do is confess your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart. Oh, that's faith right there. That God raised you, that thou shalt be
saved.
That's, oh, yeah. See, what we have is a universal identity crisis. We just don't know. Don't get ahead of yourself, because not too long ago, you ain't know. I don't even say 30 years. That's not too long ago. Not too long ago, you was lost in a world with no God. Ephesians 2 says that. Says that a little bit after verse 8. You was here as a God. You was here in a world without God. You know you're only a handhold away, right? You know that, right? You don't need to be scared about it. It's just the truth. He's interceding right now. You a handhold away. You some foolishness away. You are dropping off your soul away from being back where you used to be. We don't want to go back there, do we? Lord, Jesus, no, right? Don't think more highly of yourself than you, but think. For God is Delta. You get it? So now this becoming, the word becoming flesh, us studying the word, us being like the word is changing us, renewing our mind. The word is changing us into Jesus. Amen. Come on. Changing us into Jesus so that we can be the witness. Are you understand? I bet who can witness better than Jesus? You ever thought about that? Who? But I know his punchline. Boy, I know Jesus had the, and Jesus' witness was different. Jesus wouldn't know, he talk, he, eyes be open. Is this enough for you? He told disciples, how long I got to be with y'all for y'all to realize that this the real deal? Everybody should have been asked when he said, who do men say that I am? Peter was just the only crazy one to jump out, but in 11 verses later, they call him the devil. Jesus was the one that had a right to walk in and be the most bigotiest. That ain't even a word. If anybody had a right to come in and be like, bow down, I'm here. Nobody in this room is better than me. So you need to listen to what I am saying because I am the best on the face of the earth. He ain't come at him like that. He come and say, I'm okay, but you're not okay. Why you got to lead off and say, see, you a sinner? Why you got to lead off and tell people that? Why you come and tell me that? Get out my face, man. Who you talking to like that? I'm going to show you what sin is. You know what I'm saying, right? Right? Why we do that? That ain't the way. Full of grace. Full of truth. Full of grace and full of truth. You want to live by the book, huh? You want to live by the book, huh? That's living by Jesus. You got to break down. You're not going to break it all down tonight. How many messages you done heard preached in your life and you still got crazy stuff in your head? That's funny, ain't it? Like we done heard, we done laid hands, been slain in the spirit. Stuck to the flow, and you just sliding on the flow, just flipping, shouting, sweat out your tie, and you still got some foolishness in your head. You still got some craziness in there. So Jesus said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. He said another way, he said, continue ye in my words. Right? That means we don't take a break from the word. Apostle gave me a good one. Do y'all want it? Yes, y'all don't want it. I don't hear y'all. Yes, right, he said, if you don't want it, I'll keep it. I'll keep it and preach it everywhere, boy. He said, you ready? It's three. He said, memorize, then meditate, and then you're ready to minister. Now we get that out. Memorize, meditate, then you're ready to minister. But we trying to, you know, minister means to pass it out. We trying to pass out something that we ain't meditated. Or we trying to pass out something that we ain't memorized. Memorize is the easy part. Why you memorize? Why memorize first? Because memorize helps you to meditate when you don't have the memo in front of you.
That's right.
Get it? Right? Like if you don't. You know, and sometimes you're going where you're going tomorrow and you ain't. I can meditate while I'm driving. Yeah. I don't try to get too deep into it because I got to stay on the road, amen? Right? But memorize. Then you're ready to. See what you focus on? Expands. See, that's meditation. You meditate on enough. Ephesians 4 talking about that we may grow up into. I try to describe it that way, like to grow up into him, right? Like you get what I'm saying? Like we go from, and then we grow up into him. And then talking about the measure to the stature, the fullness of Christ. So we grow up to where we size up like him. Then when things see us, they see when we approach people, people ain't got a problem with Jesus. It's hard to get people saved, and you feel like it's hard to witness. People ain't got a problem with Jesus. First thing they say, Jesus, well, I've been to church, but they say I'm spiritual, I'm not religious. That's a new thing they got now. I'm spiritual, I'm not religious. You can't be spiritual without being connected to the Spirit. They say these different little things, and you know, I'm not religious. I don't really deal with church. Nobody asks you about church. We ask you about Jesus. So you didn't meet him. You met some people that were talking about him, but ain't know him because they didn't memorize and meditate. See the difference? See, we can't allow ourselves to be them people. Talking about something. Why? Why should I confess with my mouth and believe in my heart? Why should I say it? Because the reverend told me. No, we can't go back and say because the reverend told you. What you know? Jesus I know. And Paul I know. You remember the seven sons of Stephen and them demons whooped their tail out their house. Because they come talking about they casting out names in the name of Paul. Paul know. And the God. No, he said, Jesus I know, Paul I know. But who are? Some priests say, who the hell? Can't be talking about stuff we don't know. Listen, Apostle's gonna come and teach y'all tomorrow night. He's gonna teach in y'all class, and the whole time he's telling you who you are. And the expectation is for you to take the information for you, because see, we really don't have an information problem, we have an application problem. You know that's the truth, right? We don't know how to apply. Or we don't apply. The point is, see, I don't know what we do. What Grace says, we already got it, right? We already are. It is already done. So now when he's ministering the word of God to you, that's changing your soul about who you are. Anytime the word of God is ministered to you, it's changing your soul about who you are. And immediately at that moment, you start to transform into Jesus. Amen. See, what he really wants is for you to leave out of there and function like Jesus when you leave out of there. Mm-hmm. See, that's really the goal right now. For you to go function like Jesus after you leave here. That your soul be shook up a little bit to the point that, well, hold up, this ain't me. Okay, watch this. This trying to come in, because faith comes by. Yeah. You know, you get faith for a lot of stuff. Yeah. This trying to come in, but this ain't telling me who I am. This is telling me I'm somebody else. This ain't pushing me closer to the true me. So it's obvious what should go on with that type of material. It ain't got to be nothing that's vulgar and cussing and all. It's just a little leaven. Leaven at the whole loaf. Lift folding the hand so poverty gonna come upon you. Where is this taking me? Where is this? Is this telling me more of who I am? My witness depends on it. There's some souls out there that's depending on you living by the book. See how deep it is now? Now we're no longer studying to get a message. I know we thought that's what this class was going to be about. Going to teach me how to study the word so I can know a lot of, know it's going to study so you know a lot about who you are. So you can study to show yourself approved. You get it? Knowing who you are. That's what that's about. When you pick that word up, you find out who you are. You ain't doing that for nobody else. You ain't doing enough for no, listen, you ain't doing enough for no manifestation. You're not reading the word to get good enough. Because you already. God already thank you. He already thank the world of you. He already thinks the best of you. The only thing that you're doing in that word is lining yourself up. I was talking to a young man. He was asking me, well, what do I do with the thing said? Do I read what is it? Because I read the book and said, read the word and say the right things and line up with the word. That's how I receive from grace. I said, yeah, it's just that simple. Watch this. Give me five. Give me five. All right? Now give me five in that same spot. Ain't no connection. Why? Because we not lined up. As simple as that. Now, beware. Lest a serpent beguile you with his subtlety, right? And deceive you from the simplicity that is in Christ. It's simple. All you gotta do is line up. See, your parts ain't lined up. Cause you ever heard the statement scatterbrain? Huh? You ever felt scatterbrain before? Anybody in the house? Ever felt scatterbrain? Your thought over here, your mind over here, your mind over here. You get all kind of stuff try to make you scatterbrain. Why you think that is? Keep you from being lined up. Cause boy, listen to me. If you ever get lined up and you ever key that thing in and line up, can't nothing tell you nothing. I felt the anointing just now. Listen, if you ever get lined up, then there is nothing that can stand up in front of you. There is nothing that can tell you that tree said it wasn't going to feed Jesus and Jesus cursed that tree because it couldn't stand up against him. The bread had to multiply. That fish, when he cast that hook, he had to get some money in his mouth. I don't know how he got it in there. But that fish was commanded to go find some money and put that money in your mouth. Because when he called for you, you better have it.
Yes.
It could, life cannot answer you when you lined up.
Yes.
You just say what it is, and that's a wrap. Everybody say it's a wrap.
It's a wrap.
Everybody say it's a wrap. Say it loud.
It's a wrap.
If I line up, it's a wrap. Lined up. And everything lined up and queued in. I get my soul together. I get my soul together. You get it? I get my soul. I line my soul up. I cut it all off to line my soul. Because if I can line it up, then it's streamlined. See, it takes so long for us. We made a waiting gospel. So we give ourselves an excuse for why the manifestation don't come tomorrow. Well, you know, maybe I wasn't prepared for it. Or maybe, no, you just ain't lined up. Because as soon as you line up, it's streamlined. And it speed up. All right. Use that in the snakes. Now some of y'all might call blue runners. Say blue runners fast, boy. You say you want me no blue runner out in the yard. Because he's going to get you, remember, too? So they told us, say, boy, you see, Uncle tell me, yeah, you see that blue runner, you better run like this. You zigzag because if you zigzag, he keep moving like this, it's going to slow him down. But if he line up, that boy will be fair. You ever seen a cheetah chase a gazelle on TV? That gazelle be. Because he know that I can't go straight up with this cheetah because if he go in a straight line, we'll speed it up, partner. Huh, you get in a straight line, you speed it up. Stop zigzagging all over the place in your mind. Then take you over here. And just when you get this together, they take you back over here. And just when you get this together, you go back over here. And you never. Calm down and line up. What you need to do is this. I think it's a Haggai that says, consider your ways. You put money in the bag, you eat the bag with holes in it. You're drinking because you're thirsty. You still be thirsty. You put clothes on, but you're still freezing. You eat, but you stay hungry, even though you just ate a whole plate of food. You stay hungry because it don't fulfill you. Consider your ways. Maybe it's your ways. Maybe it's not the food fault. Oh, maybe it's not the money fault. Line up. Line up. And if it ain't lining me up, it's out of line. All it just line up. You want to speed it up? Line it up. It's simple, ain't it? It's simple, ain't it? Yes, is it simple or not?
Yes, sir.
Do it then, please. Y'all gonna do it?
Yes, sir.
Don't lie to me. Don't lie to me. Start breaking some of that stuff down. The enemy is throwing a bunch of rocks, the fiery darts. The fiery darts, that's what they are. That's the thing, that's the shield of faith, but the fiery darts. That's all them different thoughts. Come at you trying to get you off. Well, if I can get you to turn your face from the road long enough, what'll happen? Oh. So if I can get you distracted, then I can get you to crash. Grace might cover you and let you live, but at least I slowed you down for a little while. Because you wasn't lined up. Amen.